Mini episode 111 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by First Down Scouting, delivering the most thorough scouting service available, uncovering the NFL stars of tomorrow. Follow them on the web at the number 1stdownscouting.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 111 of the FDH Lounge and our presentation of the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider in this format after 8 years on our previous platform. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our second serialized content from Pro Football Draftology 2012, which will be available at FantasyDraftHelp.com a bit later in April. Over the past few decades, the NFL Combine has become an increasingly important part of the draft process. Players submit themselves to physical and mental testing, as well as a battery of interviews with various organizations. Every year, there are many players whose draft positions change wildly as a result of their combine performances. In a moment, players who stabilized their draft position and those who moved up the draft boards. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
Tattoo on the lower back. Might as well be a bullseye.
Okay, here's our list from FDH Senior Editor Jason Jones, who oversees our NFL draft coverage. We start with the list of players who maintained their draft position by dint of what transpired in Indianapolis. Number 1, QB Andrew Luck. Number 2, defensive tackle Devin Still. Number 3, defensive end Quentin Copels. Number 4, running back LaMichael James. Number 5, linebacker Sean Spence. Number 6, running back Lamar Miller. Number 7, wide receiver Kendall Wright. Number 8, defensive end Nick Perry. Number 9, defensive end Whitney Mercilus. Number 10, tight end Dwayne Allen. Number 11, wide receiver Tommy Streeter. And here's the players who could have gone either way depending on their combine performances, but ended up moving up the boards based on the impressions they made. Number 1, defensive end Olivier Vernon. Number 2, running back Chris Polk. Number 3, defensive end Andre Branch. Number 4, linebacker Emmanuel Acho. Thanks for checking us out, and again, very soon we'll have for you Pro Football Draftology 2012 at FantasyDraftHelp.com for all of your NFL draft needs. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversation with rock superstar Steve Perry from the FDH Lounge.